Hello, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. Online at riverlandroofing.com. I'm Ben Garrett. He's Brad Logan. Brad, happy Saturday on this Icepocalypse 2026. Are you warm, sir?
Oh, yeah. We're all tied up here in the, as Tim Brando calls the chateau, we'll call it the same. The roads are iced over. There's nowhere to go where I am. And so I texted Ben. I was like, Ben, I feel like I'm taking all the shrapnel on Twitter/X, and I'm doing all I can. And it's just, there's a lot to talk about. It's frustrating. And so I'm excited to get into it. I know Ole Miss fans are excited to get into it. But yeah, we're iced over, so why not have a podcast?
Exactly. We have nothing else to do but sit here and talk while the electricity is still here. Let's hope that it holds.
Yeah.
It's been raining, and Riley just desperately wants to go outside and play. And I want to be like, this is not, do you want to build a snowman? This is none of that. This is like straight ice. And it's just persistently coming down. So hopefully everyone is staying warm. Hopefully the electricity will hold for everyone. But if it doesn't, we have everything we need, folks. We have shelter, means of warmth, food, and water. We're good. But right now, we've got electricity, so we're doing a live pod here on Talking Champions. I'm Ben Garrett. He's Brad Logan. And that QR code right above Brad's head is for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On3. If you scan that QR code, you can sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit today for just $1. $1. At the Ole Miss Spirit, we'd love to have you. OMSpirit.com, affiliate of On3. Let's ride out this Icepocalypse together. And let's also dig into this Dabo Swinney stuff together. Here's Dabo yesterday.
We had a very public situation with our portal signee that signed with Clemson, moved to Clemson, you know, went to class, trained, and now he's no longer at Clemson. So I know y'all have heard a lot about that. My objective today is to just provide a little bit of clarity, a little bit of context as to what happened with this situation. So, first of all, we did everything right. You know, kid goes in the portal.
All right, I'm going to stop him there. Let's go ahead and get started. We did everything right, according to Dabo Swinney. Before we jump deep dive into this, Brad, the question seemingly I get over and over is, do you think anything will come of this? No, I don't. At worst, tampering is a level 2 violation. And if Ole Miss is penalized to the furthest extent for tampering, which is
I've got so much to say.
I know. Go ahead. And I'm throwing it right to you in just a second. If Ole Miss is hit for tampering, then again, everyone else, LSU, you pick your programs, should be hit as well. The issue here is not whether or not Ole Miss tampered. Ole Miss did tamper. Everyone tampers. The issue is the game is the game. The NCAA and this is a product of the mess that it itself created and has no interest in fixing on its own. So if they do punish by their rules, it's a level 2 violation and maybe Pete Golden gets suspended for one game for Sister Mary of the Poor. Otherwise, there's nothing to be done, and that's the problem. Everyone agrees, Brad, and we've said this here on Talk of Champions, everyone agrees the system sucks, but the game is the game. And just like Ole Miss has extensive evidence in regards to Kewon Lacy, Prince Wiliuanmiyelen, Trinidad Chambliss, how was it that I knew exactly the players that Lane Kiffin was going after the minute it happened? Caleb Cunningham was another one, Deuce Alexander, on and on and on and on. I could keep going. Like, tampering is a problem. No one's arguing that. But Clemson, Dabo, this is just to me, you're behind the times. You're a dinosaur in this, like, I'm glad that people are paying attention to it in more mainstream. It apparently took Ole Miss the rabbit getting the gun for them to pay attention to the problem in a real meaningful way. But as far as punishment, there's nothing to be done short of just suspending, you know, Pete Golding for a game. But even then, see you in court from all angles. Ole Miss will say, see you in court. So what do you want to start? Where do you want to start? You're locked and loaded. I can see the seriousness in your eyes, my friend.
It just feels like that Ole Miss is literally the meme online where the guy takes his sword out and it's like everybody's coming after Ole Miss whenever the whole world of college football has been doing this. And all of a sudden, it takes Dabo Swinney, who it felt to me, the press conference in and of itself, looking way high down low, it reeked of desperation. I mean, it felt like oh my goodness, my back's against the wall. I've lost all these ACC games. I can't get a job anywhere else. I know what I'll do. I'll go after Ole Miss.
Yeah, point the finger somewhere else. That's exactly what it was. Because you know, here's
rather
the thing.
Than say, we need to recruit better, Ben. We need to do things better and use the system that we're using. I'm just going to blame somebody else.
Yes. See, and I agree with the chat. Whether it's CJ, an LSU fan, my dude, we did everything right. Tony did everything right except sign him to a deal. Exactly. What you didn't do was sign him to a rev share agreement. You know what Ole Miss did with Prince William Mon-Mielen and Devin Harper? Signed them to rev share agreements. And LSU owes them $407,000 in buyout for Devin Harper and $590,000 in buyout for Prince William Mon-Mielen. Guess what LSU is saying right now? Who's going to force us to pay that? That's the issue, is the lack of enforceability because there are no rules. But you're right. When it comes to Dabo specifically, my guy Matt Bowers nailed it.
Yeah,
absolutely nailed it. I don't know where I came up with Matt Walsh. Dabo did more to make Clemson look bad than anything else. Lost at least three games every year since 2021, including losing six games last year. Home losses to Syracuse, SMU, and Duke. Clemson was arguably the standard in college football or co-standard with Bama for a decade, and now they've become synonymous with failure to adapt and change. And even worse than that, whining and complaining, because your transfer class is ranked in the 70s. Ole Miss is a top five class, just like LSU, who has tampered like crazy. Lane Kiffin has been called on screen talking about Kewon Lacy's coming and stuff like that. Like, all of that stuff is true. We all agree that the system sucks, but what y'all are trying to do is blame the wrong – like, you're trying to point the fingers and say, well, Ole Miss, big, bad Ole Miss. No, everybody needs to be pointing the finger in Indianapolis and saying, yeah, they're not doing shit to help.
Yeah.
So that just was – it was raining. And, it, like, outside – like, as far as enforcement is concerned, according to the very rules of the NCAA, the only thing they can do is really hand down a level two violation – and suspend Pete Golding for a game. But no matter what they try to do, if they try to do anything, Ole Miss will see you in court. And the NCAA has mixed results in court. And now they're becoming more and more common where you can see the Alabama judge will allow an NBA player to play mid-year for Alabama because he grants the injunction, just as Ole Miss believes that it'll get an injunction in Lafayette County Chancery Court. You've allowed yourself to be made into not worse than irrelevancy. At this point, like, there is no adult supervision. If anything, the kids have tied the adults up and they're just running rampant. So, like, if y'all want to point fingers at Ole Miss, by all means, no one's saying Ole Miss didn't tamper. I'm saying point the fingers where they belong. Back to you, Brett. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so someone posted online, and this is the encapsulation of the world of college football from the national media, local media, and everybody balled up into everybody. Let's go after Ole Miss. Listen to this. I'm going to quote this verbatim, this post that was made. I'm not going to tell who it was because that's not why we're here. The current system will still reward individuals like Kiffin, Golding, and Nate Oates. The current system will not reward Dabo or his approach, upside-down system, but we might admit that no one will get mad enough to administer change so as long as the deposits hits on the 1st and 15th. And boy, that really, really made me mad. And here's why it made me mad, Ben. My answer was, because this is someone that I respect in the industry, an honest question, no flame, straight up. They say reward individuals like Kiffin and Golding, and let's just say Oates just because he wins. You're carving out Kiffin and Golding, who happen to be number one and number two in the transfer portal currently. So my question is, how so? Because Kiffin and Golding are one and two in the portal, do they cheat? Do they work hard? Do they win? Rather than go out and find a way to be good at something, you're gonna try to drag somebody down to your level. So, are we saying that Ole Miss is crystal clear? Are we saying that Ole Miss, it's all broken? But if you're going to go after Lane Kiffin and you're going to go after Pete Golding because they're good at what they do, let's just sit back and rather than go to work and rather than try to get better and go in the portal, we're going to try to drag you down because we're too lazy to go out and do it ourselves. I'm just really frustrated that the world of college football is coming after Ole Miss when Ole Miss had three players that not only they had signed to new agreements, not only
not,
did the university
TJ
put
Daugherty.
Out.
Not TJ Daugherty.
So two?
Yeah,
so two?
Devin Harper and Prince Will.
Okay, excuse me. Two players that not only they had signed for new agreements, they had put out graphics by the university. Two players got out of their contract, and now they're headed to another program. That's the breaks. That's the way it is. And Ole Miss is finding out the hard way. Now, all of a sudden, Dabo goes online And everybody now has got their spear out for Ole Miss. Never mind what happened to Ole Miss a couple of days ago. I'm not whitewashing what Ole Miss has done. I'm not whitewashing what they didn't do. I'm simply stating facts. Everybody picks and chooses their battles, and it's really a shame that Ole Miss has to be the brunt of all this. And one more quick thing. We'll get to the NCAA in a moment. Let's just say that John Duncan, because we saw that on three, a guy, they received some information from John Duncan, who's the VP of enforcement for the NCAA. We've heard that name before. Let's say that they go all in on Ole Miss for whatever reason. I know this. The university backed in with its chancellor, with Ross Bjork, with Hugh Freeze. And I know this from Bjork, who, by the way, we still haven't heard that story. So, Ross, whenever you get a chance, you're welcome to come tell us the story because we'd love to hear it.
Their side, by the way, their side of the story?
Yeah, I'd love to hear Ole Miss's side of the story. Still haven't heard that yet. But yeah. I do know this. Whenever Ross says we're going to absolutely we're going to comply with the NCAA, we're going to cooperate. And I knew the moment the paper and Dan Wolkin of USA Today broke the news that the results had came out, Ole Miss did not comply with the NCAA. They did not provide exemplary cooperation. If I'm Ole Miss, I smile at the NCAA and say, don't you come anywhere around my university. I'm really frustrated with how all of this has kind of went down, and I'm really upset with the messaging right now from the national collective world of college football.
First of all, Jeremy, obviously an LSU fan. Now the game is the game, but when you accused LSU, it wasn't fair because no one else had ever done that before after someone had re-signed a rev share agreement, basically challenging buyouts. That is new precedent set. Lane just didn't like that he'd gotten called out for it, so of course he devised with Dabo Swinney to try to throw more mud at the in the direction of Ole Miss. It is quite different. But again, the game is the game. I've never said, I want Pete Golden to get behind a microphone and say, Lane Kiffin's doing things. I never said they were cheating or doing wrong. I'm saying it's unprecedented. But it's unprecedented, and the system sucks. Like, it was unprecedented that Ole Miss could re-sign, think it had re-signed its sack leader and its starting right tackle for next year, and then they still end up as LSU Tigers, not even two weeks later, and after a playoff run. And that had never happened before. So there is a difference because Luke Farrelly had not signed a rev share agreement.
Yeah, he signed
aid papers, which aren't binding at all. And there's a real argument, and that's what Lane is testing with Ole Miss, about whether or not buyouts are enforceable. The question is not tampering. Everyone is tampering. The question is enforceability. No one knows what those enforceability rules are. And honestly, the NCAA doesn't seem to care until it blows up in their face from a system they created when they just said, you know what, y'all figure it out then, and just moved away from it. So Luke Farrelly not signing a rev share agreement is completely on Dabo, who claims that they'd done nothing wrong, which is simply not true.
We reach out. He's interested. Comes and visits Clemson. Says this is where he wants to go. And we sign him. He moves to Clemson. Again, rents an apartment, buys a car, goes to class for a week, trains, team meeting, position meetings, writes out his goals for the semester, like full-blown, like, let's Clemson student. Like, we're rolling. And and then all of a sudden, not here anymore. So how did we get here? Well,
how you got here is you didn't sign him to a rev share agreement, and that is the only thing that's even kind of binding. Otherwise, that's the problem, Brad, is there is nothing protecting the schools, even Ole Miss. Nothing protected Ole Miss when Lane Kiffin took two guys who had re-signed and said, we're going to get them anyway, and who's going to force us to pay the buyouts? Now, those buyouts are due on July 1. Will they pay them? Who's to enforce them? The courts? That could take years. It doesn't just immediately fold into your rev share piece just because they signed. LSU could say, what's enforceable? That's what, I mean, Ole Miss is shining a light by brazenly doing what everybody else is doing, and Dabo got pissed. But it just tells me Dabo's a dinosaur in a world that is long forgotten. And Matt Bowers was absolutely correct. I mean, this is a coach and a program that used to be considered in the same vein as Alabama not too terribly long ago, and now they can't win. Meanwhile, Ole Miss is having happened to it what has happened to you, Dabo, with Chris Jones. Chris Jones, Ole Miss signs him, $200,000 at valuated price point, and then Florida State says, we'll give you triple that. And he'd committed and signed with Ole Miss and was on campus, all of those things, and then what happened? He's now at Florida State. No one is arguing whether or not it's tampering. Tampering is real. It's a problem. But Ole Miss is not, like, your ire is directed. It's like the Spider-Man meme. They're all pointing at each other, right? But instead, y'all all need to be pointed directly at where it's supposed to be going. That's the fools in Indianapolis who have created this system that doesn't work.
One thing that I also want to pass along to one of the national media, David Pollack, who I have a ton of respect for. One thing he posted, I've not received a response yet, but he said, so now that everything is documented and it's shared, what the heck is the NCAA going to do about it? Step up, set a standard, help our game. I simply responded, set a standard with a question mark, and here's my retort to that, Ben. Ole Miss had two players taken from them with agreements in place. The university put out two graphics, so much so buyouts are owed to Ole Miss. Not a word from anybody. And so I just want things to be fair on both sides, on all sides. And I just really found it interesting that everybody just came out with their swords against Ole Miss whenever Dabo took to the microphone. And here's the thing, too, Ben, that we haven't talked about yet. But what's the other coaches think when Dabo takes the mic like this? What's the other coaches around college football think, whether they're tampering or not, or whether they're recruiting the portal hard or high school? Do they want really all of this to go public? Do they really want all of this to be unearthed? And where, especially you look at the players that he's talking about and the NCAA and where we're at with all of that. And, you know, we've got the whole Nate Oates thing with college basketball and with Alabama playing later on today against Tennessee. Will they play the player that has been in the NBA before? It's just so – all of this is so much an uncharted territory. I think you nailed it perfectly a moment ago. Will Ole Miss even get their buyouts from LSU from the two players that had already signed agreements? To put that even further, Ferrelli, I don't even think he signed any rev share agreement, did he?
Ferrelli did not sign a rev share with Clemson. That's what I'm saying. So you didn't do everything right. The one thing that maybe you could have enforced, you can't. Yours isn't the only kid who is getting contacted while he's in the locker room, while he's in the weight room. After pick your game, Oklahoma, Georgia, Ole Miss in the postgame locker room, Winnie Watkins was getting blown up. His phone, they have text messages. He's now an LSU Tiger. Pick your player. It's happening everywhere. It is a problem. It is not an Ole Miss specific problem. It is an everybody problem. But now that the Rabbits got the gun, that's why people are kicking and screaming. Because when Lane does it, it's Lane being Lane. When Pete Golding does it, it's just, well, Pete's going to do what he's going to do. It's the same thing, except the connotation is different. They're like, well, he shouldn't be able to do this. Why? All you got to do is be the best version of yourself in this system that is broken. And Dabo in this system that is broken is behind the eight ball. And worse than that, complaining that he's behind the eight ball. Let's listen to more of this nonsense.
Fourth, Jordan Sorrells had his first conversation with Ryan Williams, the agent.
Fast forward.
And again, that he had told Luke to come over and see us and let us know that everything is good. So at 11:57, so 11:20, Luke called Ben. 11:22, he texted Jordan this. At 11:57, Sorrell spoke with the agent, Ryan Williams, about the situation once again. The agent confirmed that head coach Pete Golding had continued to communicate with Luke and had raised the offer once again.
Again, all things that are permissible and allowed when there are no rules. You didn't sign him to a rev share agreement. It doesn't matter if he's in class, if he's in weights. Ole Miss has dealt with that exact same problem. And it's not just Winston Watkins. It's Kewon Lacy. Texas was after Kewon Lacy. How about Georgia going after Caden Lee in the middle of a playoff run? Well, show the receipts. There are receipts. They're not mine to show. But also, Dabo, there's a lot of conjecture in there. Now, do I think that the Austin Thomas piece, I'd have a big issue with Austin Thomas if I was an Ole Miss fan. If that is corroborated and it's like, well, I'm washing his hands of it, I would get why Ole Miss fans would have an issue with that. I do. Having said that, regardless, there is no recourse that is any way satisfactory for what Dabo was wanting to go after, which is, hey, cripple Ole Miss. No, how about cripple a system that is flawed and broken, fix it, or get the hell out of the way, adapt or die. And right now you're dying. You haven't adapted. So you're stuck complaining and losing games you're not supposed to. What is Duke? Put yourself in Duke's shoes right now, Dabo. yeah. with Minsta and their number one offensive wide receiver. Put yourself in their shoes. You think they're pissed off about tampering? Everybody's pissed off about tampering. Fix it. But instead, you just want, well, this is blatant tampering. Oh, we're tearing out what tampering is, like levels of tampering, from just a little tampering to blatant tampering. In my opinion, tampering's all bullshit. The NCAA finally made a decent move when it said, you know what, the portal doesn't open until after the basketball championship game. Ole Miss won't be there. I mean, they lost to Kentucky again today, or today, another loss, their second loss in a row, can't rebound. You got Alabama bringing in a 23-year-old NBA player at mid-year. Like, think about what you're saying with a straight face. It's not woe is Dabo. It's woe is the sport, the greatest sport that's ever been created. He texted him when he was in class, Dabo said. Yeah. Ole Miss players were getting called after games. Like, Caden Lee was going to the portal because he wanted to keep his options open. Yeah, but also Georgia was after his butt for weeks. You can either do one of two things in a wild, wild west. You can adapt or you can die. And Dabo is just dying on the vine. Because it just tells me he has no clue. He's every bit the dinosaur we thought he was. If he can't come out and say, Ole Miss, this was messed up, you shouldn't have done this. But also, like, look what's happening to the sport. NCAA, why don't you just do something, period? What is enforceable? Because right now, no one can say what's enforceable, including buyouts, and you couldn't even sign the kid to one of those. So whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
Nobody is arguing with Dabo and what he's saying. In fact, I think, in large part, everybody in the chat, everybody watching, and I think I can speak for you, Ben, we all think there needs to be some legislation. We yeah. all think the NCAA needs to figure some things out. But as it stands, Ole Miss is doing absolutely everything that it can to win football games. That's what they're doing. I want to talk about Mitt Winter just for a moment, at Winter Sports Law, and then we'll talk about the post on the page. Mitt Winter, if schools want tampering rules enforced, it's another example of why they need a model where rules are agreed to by players. Otherwise, tampering, quotes, rules are legally suspect. This is someone that knows the law inside and out, and this is someone that has a good head on their shoulders. I don't know why the NCAA doesn't get a board of directors, including legal minds, administrators, and players, and come together and figure out a way to some sort of collective bargaining, revenue share, just figure it out and quit all this vague nonsense, and let's come to some resolution and let's move forward.
The dude in the Braves hat is Ben Garrett. I've been doing this for 20 years. And, buddy, yeah, you can check the scoreboard. I know exactly what's going on. So, Nick, thanks for joining the chat. But, buddy, I ain't doing your homework for you. You want to look up what Ben Garrett's done, go look it up, buddy. And I don't really give two shits one way or the other if you like it or not. But I'll stand on my record all day, every day, with every person in the chat, LSU person in the chat. Like, who's told you that Luke Farrelly was done forever? I've been telling you for a week. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, but he has no clue. I'm telling you exactly what the clue is. And the tale for Dabo was that this wasn't serious, that this was just an old man yelling at a cloud, was when when he started in about Lane and said, well, Lane can't help with Lane, man, because of the calendar. I mean, it's not Lane's fault. Oh, so we got the CAA brigade rolling in and defending their own again, Jimmy Sexton again. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. It's absurd to even think that Ole Miss is the only one doing this. Like, there is no levels to tampering. Tampering is tampering is tampering. I would say it's blatantly tampering when Winnie Watkins is taking calls in the post-game locker room. So, yeah, I do have a clue about this, Nick. Get the hell out of my chat. Like, I've seen the text. I've seen all of those things. Just like, my whole thing is, like, I'm not complaining about, hey, what, you know, why doesn't Ole Miss, you know, why doesn't LSU get punished? And I don't care if LSU gets punished. I want the rules to change. I don't want the free agency period to open as Ole Miss and other teams are playing in their postseasons. I don't want to see, like, a tampering should be punished. But, like, the NCAA created something that doesn't have any rules because they didn't want to, they wanted to absolve themselves of any and all responsibility and blame. So now the hope for them is that this will somehow get taken to a courtroom somewhere and precedent will be set that they otherwise don't have to set themselves. It's a comedy show ran by not serious people in Indianapolis. And meanwhile, Dabo is holding an 18-minute press conference to talk about, you know, how big bad Ole Miss is just doing it worse than everybody. And for Pete Golding, it's business as usual. He's tweeting out a shark because he picked up a commitment from the Miami offensive tackle. It's exactly what you needed. It's a broken system. No one's arguing that. But if you think that Ole Miss is somehow the special big bad, thank you for the credit. Ole Miss will take it and will exploit that reputation best it can. But you're not seeing the forest for the trees. And it's pathetic, yeah, and it's sad. And for the people in the chat that even think or that are trying to be defensive of this, I would just argue, listen to how pathetic this man sounds right now.
Asked to have Luke to give us the text messages that he had received from Coach Golding, but the agent was hesitant to do that because he didn't want to burn any bridges with Ole Miss, as you never know what will happen down the road. However, the agent communicated that if we were to add a second year at $1 million to the already agreed upon deal with Luke, then they would gladly give us whatever we need in order to turn Ole Miss in.
Congratulations. You played yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you played yourself. He's like, yeah, we'll give you everything you need for $1 million. Because even
Can Ole Miss swap Lewis? Can Ole Miss stop Louisville for Clemson next year in Nashville?
Oh, it'd be insane. Like, that's the funniest thing here is, like, the agents, and we're stretching the boundaries of what agents are. We all know that. We are all stretching the boundaries of what there's no accreditation for any of these agents. That, like, there's nothing, there are no guardrails anywhere. That's why the schools are getting screwed, not just Clemson, but Ole Miss. And name your school. You know that, yeah, LSU is paying $40 million for its roster, which, hey, if you got it, spend it.
Got it. And here's the thing, too, Ben, for the LSU people in the chat, you might want to log out for this because you're not going to like me saying this. You guys have killed it in the portal. Lane has done a tremendous job. You've got a heck of a roster. We'll see what happens next year, but you guys have done everything you can to win. I don't know if it's legal or not. I don't know if what anybody's doing legal or not. I don't know. I just know you guys have killed it. And that's the thing. I'm not arguing that. I'm simply saying that you're going to come after Ole Miss national media. Well, here's what LSU did. Here's what Ole Miss did. I'm not saying any of us right or wrong, but fair is fair and equitable. That's all I'm saying. And by the way, Dabo, you keep talking about Lane and the calendar. What about the players? Why is he not ever talking about the players? It's always about his team, but to talking about what he has got a commitment from this player. And oh, by the way, I don't blame Lane one bit. It's that darn calendar. Come on, Dabo.
Yeah, it's a joke. It just told me that this is a man in an industry he doesn't – this industry has passed him by. He's now in an industry he doesn't understand anymore. But he's not wrong to say that tampering is an issue. Tampering is an issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is absolutely an issue. Actually, Lane Kiffin, months ago, his Ole Miss's head coach was talking about tampering issues while also tampering. You know what I mean? Like calling guys – because, like, what do you do other than work within the parameters of the system? And the system has no guardrails. So two things can be true. Tampering is bullshit, but also there are no rules to stop it. And the only thing you really had to protect a member institutions of the NCAA was buyouts. And now Lane is challenging that by going and getting Prince William and Miel and Devin Harper after they re-upped with Ole Miss. So good luck, Ole Miss, collecting on July 1 that $407,000 buyout from Devin Harper, $590,000 from Prince William and Miel. And good luck. Like, who see you in court. To see you in, like, the LSU will say the same thing that Ole Miss will say, because those feckless idiots in Indianapolis don't care about being the, quote, guardians of the game. They've just always been stuffy bureaucrats who have cushy jobs that they don't really have to do jack turkey, and that's been enough for them, while the sport that they were actually hired and paid and continue to be paid for to protect and to make the best version of itself. Instead, they're just trying to cling to whatever power they think they have, which they don't have any. That's the issue. There is no governing body to stop any of this. None. My thanks to BNA Bank, 662-534-8171, online at bnabank.com. For all your Ole Miss merch, call and contact and visit College Corner, 662-550-4330, online at collegecornerstore.com. And I'll be joining Built Different Fitness this week, 662-832-0961, if the weather permits, because we're in Icepocalypse 2026. Online at bdoxford.com. Make a better you in 2026. Built Different Fitness. Built Different Fitness. So that was my biggest thing is, all right, Ben, what can they really do, the NCAA, if they punish Ole Miss? They come after Ole Miss. Well, in their own rules, at best, tampering,
yeah,
a level two violation, and you're talking about a coach, you know, suspension for Lane, for not Lane, but for Pete Golding for a game, something like that. Here's the question that popped up. The captain on Twitter, PTC Reb, Ben, we'll try to catch the live, but we'll watch replay if I can. I know he's in the comments now. Can you please discuss or clarify the portal entry of Farrell for Ferrelli on the stream? Did he have to have a written letter from Clemson to officially re-enter like he did for Cal? No. Once you enter in, you are in. Financial grant and aid papers are non-binding, completely non-binding. And the fact that he didn't sign a rev share, that would have been the only thing that would have really kept him. So if Dabo wanted to handle this ridiculous situation the right way, and you really value Luke Ferrelli at the price point that you did, then pay the money to get the dirt and to get the player. But instead, you want to complain because your transfer class is in the 70s, and what is going on across the college football landscape everywhere for anyone that's worth two craps at what they do. Instead of doing it that way, you got to complain because you a dinosaur. But this is Dabo we're talking about.
Which Jordan appropriately said, no, we're not doing that. He also communicated that Ole Miss Assistant Director of Player Personnel, I guess it's Jay, it's J-A-I-C-H-O-U-D-A-R-Y, Shortery, I'm not sure, but the Assistant Director of Player Personnel was pushing to set up a Zoom call with them to discuss the details of their contract offer. So that was 11:57.
This is what we're doing.
I have a scenario I need to lay out for you, Ben. When you're ready for that, I can lay that out for you.
Go ahead.
So I want all of Ole Miss fans that are in the chat, this is kind of where everything is. When you shock the world and you beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and now if you go to the Ole Miss trophy case, you have the Sugar Bowl, the Magnolia Bowl, and the Egg Bowl. The Egg Bowl you've had for a while. But the Magnolia Bowl with LSU. So you pretty much, I mean, you got what you wanted. And then you go to the Fiesta Bowl. You're a couple plays away from playing for a national championship. The good news is, heck of a season. Great run. But guess what? It apparently, coaches, teams, and the world of college football do not think you need to be there. So the moment that you hoisted that Sugar Bowl trophy in the air, you got a big bullseye on your back. So what happens at this point? Any move that Ole Miss makes, in this case, Pete Golding going after certain players and recruiting and this and the other, it is not going to be very well received in the world of college football. I guess Ole Miss needs to win the Sugar Bowl a couple of years in a row before it's going to tell the world of college football we're here to stay. I don't know if that's what they have to do. But in regards to 2025-2026, it appears that Ole Miss does not have the cachet that LSU, Georgia, Ohio State, and Penn State, and whoever you want to add to that. So at the end of the day, they've got a really big bullseye on its back. So now, Ben, my question to you, do you allow this to play out? The Ole Miss administration, Pete Golding, do you allow all of this teeth gnashing to go on? Do you let things settle down? You just keep things as usual? Or do you come out and you start fighting spear with spear? What do you do if you're Ole Miss?
I'm glad you asked. Charles, BG sounds hypocritical, complained incessantly about LK's tactics, and now justifies it when it benefits Ole Miss. I'm not justifying it. I also never once said NCAA go after Lane. I'm simply saying what he was doing was something that had never been done before. Correct. Guys had signed rev share agreements with Ole Miss, and he still continued to recruit him. That never been happened before. But he's pointing the flashlight, he's doing it to get good players, but also indirectly or directly pointing the flashlight, pointing the light at what is the biggest issue? What is enforceable in college football in 2026? If signed contracts, especially rev share contracts, which were supposed to provide protection, can't do it than what can. And Ole Miss is playing by that same rule with Luke Farrelly. They didn't re-sign T.J. Dottery. T.J. Dottery just went to LSU after elite contract terms through agents perpetuated by Lane Kiffin. Again, all of this stuff is true. I never once said, hey, somebody go stop Lane Kiffin. I did say, what is enforceable? And I will continue to say it. What is enforceable? Because if nothing is enforceable, if this is the Wild West, then anyone that thinks that this is an issue needs to sit on your hands, because it's not. No one likes this. Exactly, Bingle John. No one likes this madness. No one does. And no one does. And, it's funny because there are some that, players that sign multi-year agreements. Well, that's the next phase here. Who's holding them to the multi-year? If Caleb Cunningham had not signed a multi-year deal, why would he not just challenge that himself? See you in court, because the NCAA isn't a governing body. It's not. It has not been a governing body pretty much outside of selective enforcement and biases since its inception. Now, when it needs actual enforceability and needs to stand up and enforce rules of its sport, and again, no one. Farrelly won't play it down for Ole Miss this season. I'll bet you good money. Just like everyone said, well, Ben, when is he going to become official? He's been there for a week. You want to bet good money? What are they going to do? Why wouldn't he? For what? What are you going to hold him out for? Even if the NCAA said you can't play him, he's ineligible. Says who? We, the NCAA. Oh, the NCAA that has no subpoena power, no governing power, no nothing power? No. See you in court. That's what y'all don't understand. Who's going to stop them from playing him? That's why with Trinidad Chambliss. Oh, okay, the NCAA says he doesn't get another year. They're filing an injunction in Lafayette County Chancery Court with an Ole Miss judge, just like Alabama did with a 23-year-old NBA player at mid-year. He shouldn't be playing for Alabama at all. I think we'd all agree, even that person who just obviously hates Ole Miss and wants to talk about this in a way that is not being fair and equitable to all sides. I'm being fair and equitable to Lane and them. Hey, they spent $40 million on a roster. Get it while you can. Jordan Seaton makes them a lot better. Makes them a lot better. No one's arguing that if LSU's built a good roster, but the question is, really, even rev share agreements aren't enforceable either? No, they're apparently not. Unless, we'll see July 1. Just like the school owes Ole Miss $1.5 million, the first of two $1.5 million buyout payments for Lane Kiffin on July 1, they also owe buyouts for Devin Harper and Prince Will. What if they say we're not paying any of it? What if they say we're not paying any of it? That's the problem. It's all nonsense. The schools have no agency, have no protections, have no guardrails. Until you get a CBA, until you get collectively bargained things in place, this is what it'll continue to be. Alan says rev share deals are enforceable. That's why they're paying the ballots. But, according to who? If LSU says, yeah, we're not paying those on July 1, who's going to get on to – who's going to stop them? The courts? That could take months, if not years. Who's going to stop them? That's the point. That's what I've been raising for a while. And it had less to do with Lane than, dang, Ole Miss can't even re-sign its sack leader and its projected right tackle for next year because that doesn't matter either. Yes, didn't Lane pay our players to re-enter the portal? Devin Harper, I know he paid to get into the portal. Is that okay?
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Summer is supposed to be relaxing, right? But if you're anything like me, sometimes it feels like the exact opposite. Between work, family, travel, kids' schedules, and trying to keep up with everything else life throws at you, it's easy to spend the whole summer surviving instead of actually enjoying it. I know for me, one of the biggest challenges is making time for myself. There's always another story to write, another podcast to record, another event to cover. Before you know it, the calendar is full and you've never really slowed down. That's one reason therapy can be so valuable. It can help you better understand your needs, set boundaries, and build a version of summer that actually feels good instead of one that leaves you exhausted. BetterHelp has more than 30,000 licensed therapists and has served more than 6 million people worldwide. A short questionnaire helps match you with a therapist based on your needs and preferences. And if you don't feel like it's the right fit, you can switch to another therapist at any time. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/TOC. That's BetterHelp, B-E-T-T-E-R-H-E-L-P.com/TOC.
Well, I mean, I want to say this. I want to go back real quick to this comment here made by Allen. Just because somebody else does something wrong doesn't mean you do something wrong. What's wrong? What is wrong in this scenario?
What's wrong?
I'm being serious here. There's Everybody says illegal. That Ole Miss is like, well, LSU did this, so that means LSU that Ole Miss had to retort it. No, no, no. We're not saying that. We're not saying what LSU done is wrong. I don't know what's wrong. I just know what you have to do to win, and LSU has done that, and Ole Miss has done that to an extent as well, and we don't know what is wrong, what is right. It is all conjecture.
No, even worse than that, like, there are no rules. The NCAA doesn't even know what's wrong, CJ. Yes, the NCAA doesn't even know what's wrong.
There it is, yes.
Oh, like, Ole Miss wouldn't even be messing around with Luke Farrelly had Florida State not continued to portal the shit out of Chris Jones, who they paid and signed to a contract, and now he's at Florida State because he got twice, three times as much as what Ole Miss offered. You could say that Ole Miss should have paid up. Sure, yeah. Then I would say Clemson should have paid up for Luke Farrelly if it really meant that much to them. That's what I would say. Ole Miss, you want to try to make an example? Like, I don't know who this person is in the chat, but they're obviously just a fan of another school. Ole Miss will be made an example of.
What does that mean?
Exactly. See you in court. Do y'all think do y'all really think that, like,
level four violation, death penalty, scholarship reductions? What are we doing?
This is a multi-million dollar industry now, and millions are on the table. You try to say to Ole Miss, you got a bowl ban, buddy, they'll take your ass out in court. That's the problem.
Ben, tell everybody again, what's the most that can happen if the NCAA goes, quote-unquote, balls to the wall and comes after Ole Miss on the Luke Farrelly, and they are charged with 100% tampering or whatever? What's the most that can happen?
Yeah, like what? Like the worst thing that can happen, if Ole Miss is made advantage of, or made an example out of, random person in the chat who doesn't understand how any of this works, then, like I said, it's a level two violation. Suspend him for a game. Suspend him. But then Ole Miss would even say, no, you can't suspend our coach for that. You didn't suspend so-and-so and so-and-so.
You think Ole Miss and its administration and its legal team are going to go down and just take whatever the NCAA says without a fight? You think they're just going to go down just like they have? As much as Keith Carter, and I am not speaking by anybody at the university, I'm speaking for Brad Logan in Snowpocalypse, Icepocalypse 26, I do not believe that Ole Miss will allow the NCAA and come up with all of these different charges when there are no rules in place, and all of a sudden they're not going to fight. I don't think that will happen.
Of course it won't happen. Of course it won't happen. But just like Ole Miss said, we're going to enforce the contract of Prince William on Miel, and I said I still think he's going to end up at LSU, but that's why I said some are saying he ain't going anywhere because the enforceability of the buyout and the contract, and they had those conversations, what it might look like legally, if they have to take legal recourse to recoup damages, that all goes to the courts. I don't disagree with that. It shouldn't have to go to the courts. It's crazy. Like, they shouldn't have to go to the courts. It should be a governing body called the NCAA. And that's where, and it, like, if they go to the NCAA, like, the NCAA should have a uniform setting of rules and all these kind of things, but they don't have any interest in that either. I want to listen to more of this Dabo thing. Hold on. Let's see what
the agent at the end of the transfer portal. And then he called me and told me the same thing. Once I got word of all this at 4:15 that he was in going over there trying to go in the portal, I immediately called our AD, Graham Neff. I also called Commissioner Phillips.
Not the kid.
Once again, we haven't talked
also
at all
called,
about the players.
The SEC commissioner.
Oh.
And others. So
he's been a big help.
This is obviously a crazy time. We turned everything in to the NCAA. And I'm just going to just say this. This is – like, there's tampering, and then there's blatant tampering.
No, there's not. There's tampering. There's just tampering. And it's been a problem ever since the NCAA said, fine, y'all want kids to be paid? They can do whatever they want. They can transfer whenever they want to. You could have made it applicable as far as, like, you could have made it policy and said, man, you can transfer anytime you want to, but you can only do it twice. You can only do it once. If you sign financial grant and aid papers, those don't matter. But if you sign a rev share agreement with their, like, they can come after you. They have legal means and like to come after you. Like, you don't see broken contracts like this in the NFL because the NFL actually has business structure. It's collectively bargained. If anything, the players need to be unionized. It won't ever happen because nothing bothers unfettered capitalists quite like unionization. So forgive me if I just want to say this is a bunch of nonsense perpetuated by the same bullcrap that happened in 2016 about Ole Miss was doing this, that, and the other. Laramie Tunsil sleeping on Chris Kiffin's couch, throw the death penalty at him. No, Ole Miss is playing the game, and the game is the game, just like Lane is playing the game and has built a great roster. But, Ben, you said that he was doing something untoward. I never said he was doing anything untoward. I'm saying he was doing something unprecedented. Mm-hmm. Like, guys who had signed contracts that we thought were enforceable aren't. Let's see what happens on July 1 if those buyouts get paid. Or if it has to go to the courts where it could get dragged out for months, if not years. Just because they said, who's to tell us we owe you jack shit? We don't owe you nothing. They can do that.
Yeah.
Because unless you're playing the game, you are doing press conferences for 18 minutes with a transfer class.
Tampering 101 is when you're talking to kids who aren't in the portal. Tampering 201 is when you've already negotiated the deal with the kids not in the portal. Tampering 301 is when you got a kid who's gone in the portal, signed somewhere, moved there, gone to classes, and you're texting them while they're in class.
Yeah, it sounds like you failed 101 and 201. And certainly, or at least you failed 301. Tampering is tampering.
I don't follow Clemson recruiting, so I have no idea how they're doing in the high school ranks. But I know that Ole Miss is number 2 in the transfer portal. Number 1, obviously, is LSU. I'm aware of that. Number 72 is Clemson. That has nothing to do with Dabo Swinney electing to go to the principal's office and tattle on one of his classmates. But it does show you how possibly desperate Dabo Swinney is currently as a head coach.
Insanely
because
desperate.
It's not going well. It's not going well at Clemson for Dabo Swinney. And to do this, rather than just play ball because there are no rules, he elects to go to the national media and cry wolf on Ole Miss. And, boy, it does not look good from my standpoint. And I think a lot of people are really interested to see what happens at this point. I thought it was interesting. You said a moment ago, Dabo said a moment ago that he had contacted Greg Sankey of the SEC. This will be the first time we hear anything from Greg Sankey in regards to this. So I'll be interested to hear if he has anything to say, because the last time Ole Miss had an NCAA case, Greg Sankey did something that has never been done before, and he allowed a witness to comment in an investigation and do so under a shroud of secrecy. I believe I'm saying that correct, Ben. That's what Greg Sankey allowed the last time the Ole Miss was in the eyes of the NCAA.
Greg Sankey's not going to ever do anything. Greg Sankey's most concerned about being a celebrity and a multimillionaire.
Do you think that the Dabo's, you know, pontification that he did yesterday, do you think this caused the NCAA to – I'm not saying anything about coming after Ole Miss. Do you think they at this point say, okay, look, this is crazy. We're a voluntary organization. We've got to get a handle around this. Do you think this has any type of possible, you know, any type of finality to it, to where they can come up with some rules for this?
No. And meanwhile, Dabo Swinney, who spent 10 years with his assistants funneling money through a church to former players buying homes, Christmas gifts, car washes, and other small businesses of parents that were folding, has the gall to say big bad Ole Miss. It's because he's not relevant anymore. It's because they aren't the same program that they were. I mean, Ole Miss had players in his hotel lobby at the Fiesta Bowl fielding calls. Joe Judge said that. Do I believe Joe Judge has as much, if not more, credibility than Dabo Swinney? I know Joe Judge better. I would say yes. Darren Mintz is going to play at Miami next year. Not with Duke, who he'd signed a massive deal with. Good for Washington for standing up to Damon Williams saying, wait a second, And then they renegotiated with him. He came back. I mean, the end of it all is this. Tampering is an issue. No one is arguing that.
Yeah.
It is, but it's more than just tampering. It's an unfettered capitalistic system that allows schools little if no protection whatsoever for themselves to sufficiently and adequately and accurately build rosters and forecast for the future. It's not even year to year anymore. Brad, it's week to week. It's week to week. So
you can either
tweet out shark emojis or you can complain.
That's like a whole nother level of tampering. And it's total hypocrisy.
Okay.
I
got to say this about hypocrisy.
Let me take myself off the stage for a minute.
Let me say this about hypocrisy. This is what I take from that. Hypocrisy is a crutch in this situation. Once again, we've stipulated that we're not saying that Lane did anything that we're saying that is quote-unquote wrong. We're arguing the fact of what's good for one is good for another. Now, the comment that was just on the screen a moment ago was about hypocrisy and about if this were LSU and not Ole Miss. Far from the contrary for me. I can't speak for Ben. I can only speak for me. There's a reason that Lane Kiffin at LSU is number one in the transfer portal. Number one, obviously, is they have a really good financial backing from the university, a financial backing. Their fans have stepped up to the plate. They've got a rabid fan base. They're going to be really good next year.
I just got one thing to add to that.
Okay.
How much you – I'm like, dude, y'all going to hold them to it now, aren't you? Like, what's unacceptable? 9-3 with that roster with $40 million invested? Because Ole Miss had the best record ever. I mean, the best roster it ever had, especially defensively, a couple years ago, and they lost three games. If that happens this year with LSU, are y'all going to put up with it? Because Ole Miss didn't say a dang word. Back to you.
Yeah, I want to see if I can find the comment about the hypocrisy. It's absolutely crazy today. Anyway, so it was about the hypocrisy. So, number one, to LSU fans, once again, don't come at me talking about Brad saying this about Ole Miss, but he won't say it about – no, not at all. I've been very complimentary of LSU in the portal. I'm not saying that there's a reason, number one. And number one, sure, it's about financial backing, but it's about the fans and it's about the administration, everybody buying in to the football team. I get it. The second thing that's important is Lane Kiffin and his staff have worked their tails off. We could argue about everything they've done, whether it be nefarious or not. I'm not arguing. I'm saying that Lane Kiffin and his team worked his tail off. That's the second thing and the most important thing. I could say the same thing about Ole Miss. That's a reason that Ole Miss is number two in the transfer portal, because that team in Oxford has worked its tails off. The Grove Collective, Walker Jones, and that entire team, they're all in on football. There's a reason they're number two. And there's a reason that Clemson is number 72. Now, once again, I don't follow Clemson recruiting. But when he talked about hypocrisy, he's using that as a crutch, Ben. He's using that to say that I'm getting my tail outworked on and off the field. I'm losing, so I'm going to find somebody to go after and cry. Rather than put your boots on and go back to work, Dabo. Go back to work. Become a coach. Go win games. Go recruit. We don't know what's right or wrong. Figure it out. Don't make excuses. That's what
you can
do.
Or you can do this.
And again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they've done it. Maybe this isn't tampering. I don't know.
I don't know what tampering is.
Maybe I just need to get some clarification on what tampering is. But
or go to work, Dabo.
I understood tampering to be if someone is signed and in classes and not in the portal, because he's not in the portal. He had to re-enter the portal.
No, he didn't.
Then that's the definition of tampering.
No, the definition of tampering is another good – if we're going to talk about definitions of tampering, another great example of tampering is when Prince William Von Mielen and Devin Harper had re-signed with Ole Miss. Neither were in the portal. Both had re-signed. Same with Caden Lee. Did Pete Golding get in front of a mic and say, look at what Lane is doing?
No, man. He went back to work.
How old That's are you guys? Crazy. I'm 40. This is my age 40 year. Let's go to El Agave anytime. Brother, my guy Moses owns that spot, bro. We go drinking there anytime we can. If we're able. Henley doesn't let me go out and drink as much anymore. But I'll go to El Agave with you. I'm 40. Brad, how old are you?
49.
Yes, 49. 49?
Yeah, I know.
Ah, you're about to hit 50. What a wet towel. Just went on by tampering 101, 201, 301. And apparently he just got by 101 and 201, 301. He failed spectacularly. You only need to enter once. He's wrong. You only enter once. Like, there's no, like, refiling or anything like that. Oh, look at CJ. Incredible hair for 49. I agree. Talk about you, Brad.
Just go to work, man. I mean, look, I'm a small-town guy that lives in a town with one red light, a couple stop signs, and a turning lane. I grew up, I didn't have a whole lot. So, you know, nobody handed me anything. And so when things didn't go my way, I didn't start screaming from a megaphone and start blaming other people. My dad didn't raise me that way. My dad raised me to go to work, put my boots on and go to work. And that's all I'm telling Dabo to do. Don't go screaming because you're getting beat. Don't go screaming because you're 72 in the transfer portal and you're mad that somebody's one and number two and you're going to try to bring them down to earth because you're not good enough. Just go to work. Figure out the rules your way. Figure out a way to circumvent some things because there is no white and black here. It's all gray. So get in the gray, get in the mud, figure it out and win games. But he don't want to do that. He wants to cry wolf. He wants to go to Greg Sankey and he wants to go play in the NCAA and he wants to cry. Do me a favor, Dabo. Go cry to somebody else and figure out how to win games. Then you can come back and go after Ole Miss and LSU and everybody else that's winning.
Thing is like if he'd have stepped up to that mic and said, yeah, Ole Miss and them tampered like hell to get Luke Ferrelli, it speaks to a bigger issue, and then gone in on the issue of tampering and how broken the system is, I'd have been right there with him. But instead, you did what Dabo does. You cried. You complained. You played like you're all shucks. I didn't know any better.
Not, then my apologies.
I'm sorry. My bad.
But that's what I see as tampering. So,
you know what I see as tampering? Winnie Watkins fielding calls in the post-game locker room. You know what I see as tampering? Two kids re-signing. Like, you know what else I see as re-signing rev share agreements and Ole Miss loses them to LSU anyway. You know what I see as tampering? Chris Jones had signed with Ole Miss, Southern Miss linebacker. Then Florida State and others continue to call him, pay him to get into the portal, get back into the portal, because you don't have to file to re-enter. He just got in and then went, because once you're in, and now he's at Florida State. I'm just tired of the supposed adults in the room, and Dabo, I would include you among that. Y'all are the ones acting the most abhorrently because y'all are supposed to be the guardians of the game. Y'all are supposed to be the ones that step up and say, all right, what are we going to do to fix this? Instead, you go, but Ole Miss took my linebacker. Yeah, well, you know what? Lane Kiffin took their sack leader from last year and their projected starting right tackle and their leading tackler, even though they've now, in their opinion, portaled over him with Luke Ferrelli, who they took from you. The game's the game. You adapt or die. Unless the adults in the room, of which, Dabo, I include you, step up and try to figure this out together, but that's not what y'all want. You want to make $12 million. You want to make $12 million and really not be held to any kind of standards. You know what I mean? And, man, you said, I thought Dabo, wasn't Dabo the one that said if we start playing players, that I'm going to get out of this business? And all I hear is the same dude sitting there bitching and complaining in front of a mic. Bro, this is the game. The game sucks. We all hate it. That's the problem. That's the problem. Everyone hates the broken system. But instead of fixing the broken system, y'all want to complain and fight amongst each other. No. No. That's not the way. You know what, Clemson, there's a reason why, Dabo, there's a reason why the SEC doesn't want to have anything to do with you when further expansion inevitably comes. It's for this narc behavior. It's for this crybaby behavior. Or bring some solutions to the fore. Say it with your chest, because we're just media people. I'm just a dude who does this for, like, the Ole Miss Spirit is where I am every single day. OMSpirit.com, fill it up on 3, scan the QR code. $1, you can join us today. We talk about this stuff all day, every day, not just for an hour on the podcast, but we're doing that now quite literally every day. We'll probably do one tomorrow. It used to be 2 times a week. Now we're doing a podcast every day, but we're at the Ole Miss Spirit the rest of the time. And we want all of you there. But as far as that and being someone who tries to be honest and open and report and do his job as well as he can as he's done for the last 20 years, I have no control over what tampering is. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's enforceable, and you ain't helping nothing. If anything, you're digging the hole deeper, you dummy.
So what the press conference, if that's what we're going to call it, came off to me as, I get it. I heard it. I digested all of it. And at the end of the day, what it sounded like to me is you've got a coach who was really good in the past, won a whole bunch of games. I'm not arguing that. But this year, they lost to a number of teams in the ACC. And while Ole Miss was winning the Egg Bowl, while Ole Miss was winning the Magnolia Bowl, beating LSU, while Ole Miss was winning the Sugar Bowl and beating Georgia, one of the top teams in the country, hoisting the trophy, while Ole Miss was beating Tulane in the very first college football playoff game in Oxford, slam pack, greatest event in the state of Mississippi, Dabo's sitting at home, counting his money, watching television, and watching Ole Miss win all these games. And it's just festering up in his head. And then Ole Miss goes to Fiesta Bowl and is a couple of wins away from playing in a national championship. And Dabo's at home. I don't know if they made a bowl game. I didn't follow Clemson. But he's at home watching that thinking, wow, what's going on here? So now all of a sudden, it kind of gets thrown into his lap that they don't do what they need to secure a linebacker that's transferred from Cal, who, by the way, doesn't have to reenter the portal. So Ole Miss comes and gets that linebacker. Now he's a member of the Ole Miss's class. He doesn't like that, so he starts talking about how it's wrong. Although whenever he's explaining how it's wrong, he doesn't say exactly what Ole Miss did wrong. If he does, a lot of the rules that Ole Miss has done or not done, everything is in the gray. So what Dabo has done has created a situation with no solutions because he's being outworked. And he's being looking over his shoulder thinking, look at all of these people that are out in front of me. Because I've said it until I'm blue in the face. 72 in the transfer portal rankings versus LSU number one, Ole Miss number two. And he calls out those two, by the way, thanking Lane Kiffin, which is quite odd. Don't talk about the players, but he talked about the calendar and says that it's wrong from a coaching standpoint. What it sounded to me like, that conversation I'm losing my train of thought here. What it sounded to me like is that Dabo Swinney looked across the media in the world of college football and said, I'm getting beat. And rather than figure out a way to win, I'm going to blame somebody else and not do the work.
I agree. Either adapt or die. I would say what's better in this, and it's not just I did Knox podcast for him. I talked to Lane 3 times a week at least because we were scheduled, right, Brad? 3 times a week for 6 years. And even more than that, a lot more. But that is not that's a pretty customary approach, form of attack of Lane Kiffin. Even in staff meetings, I had a lot of his assistants come like, dude, he did that. He does that in staff meetings. Like, who are you? I don't even know your name. And then, you know, the hair toss or something like that. Lane's fine. I have no issue with Lane at all.
I don't either.
Nothing
but good to me.
The only thing, well, the issue I have is how he left Ole Miss. It was not fair. It was not equitable. The end.
Ole Miss fans will tell you that.
Yeah. Like, do I think Lane's an evil piece of shit? No. I think Lane is a flawed human being like all of us. Praise be to God that we all can be saved by grace, redeemed by grace. Even the idiots who can't stop cussing just because he gets worked up about what Dabo said. You know what I mean? God is good all the time. And Lane did a lot of great things here. It's not just winning. But I'm talking about, man, reconciliation with family, got sober. There's a lot of things Lane did. It ain't like that for me with Lane. How he left was shitty. And how he's been behaving since has been shitty. What he did in corroborating with collaborating with Dabo for this is insane. Flawed probably is a little too nice, but I'm not a judge or jury. And look, we all got warts. I do a lot of dumb stuff, said a lot of dumb stuff, whatever. But at the end of the day, like, we're talking about a system. We all just want the greatest sport in the world to live. And right now, it's being choked out by greed and wannabe bureaucrats or feckless, moronic bureaucrats sitting in their stuffy suits going, wait a second. No. What are the uniform rules? Let these kids collectively bargain. And then I promise you, like, let them unionize. Then you're going to have the NFL, which is what this is. And it sucks because none of us want to see it that way. But we'll continue to preserve the spirit of the thing because we'll talk crap. Like, LSU fans will talk crap to Ben in the comment section, which is the fun part of it. Like, I want that. We're not going to ever stop that. But let's get the business structure in place. Otherwise, you're going to keep running into these same issues over and over and over again. And if you want to come after Ole Miss, why wouldn't Ole Miss just show all the evidence it has on all other schools, which it does? Like, you could just cite Twitter for some of this stuff because it's not like Lane isn't particularly sloppy. That Kewon Lacy call was sloppy. They had their former coach try to raid their roster, and you want to talk to them like they're the big bads doing tampering? I mean, Dabo in the press conference said, I was fine with tampering until it happened to me, essentially. Welcome to the rest of college football. Where you been? There's a reason you lost in the Pinstripes Bowl while Ole Miss fell 1 win shy of making a national championship. Because in the year of our Lord 2026, praise be to him, forgive me for cussing. In the year of our Lord 2026, you selfish goober who's only concerned with the $12 million you put in your pocket and the fact that you aren't living up to that because you are a dinosaur now. You're only upset now because it's happening to you. I just remember you saying if we started paying players, you're out of here. And now you're upset because the game's the game and you got outbid and you're the one that didn't check all your boxes. You didn't sign them to a ref share. Financial aid, grant and aid papers don't mean turkey. The only thing that matters is the almighty dollar. And as long as, and there's nothing enforceable. If you'd have come out, Dabo, and said, man, we got to fix the, what is enforceable in this culture anymore? Ole Miss fans would have said, we agree. And let's explain to you why we agree off of our own examples from the way the former head coach left. Right? Instead, what did you do? You cried behind a mic. Listen to this idiot.
There's a lot more I could say.
I could say a lot more.
But I'm going to let the NCAA handle this, and I'm going to let them do their job.
Which is what, Dabo? What is their job? If only to punish your enemies, is that what you think they are? You know what your job is? Your job is to win and to work within the parameters laid out for you. The parameters have been laid out. There are no rules anymore. It sucks we all won't change, but yet you can't make that change because at the end of all things, you're more Gomer Pyle than you are some like brilliant, like happy-go-lucky, you know, sit back in the weeds. Oh, I'm just an unassuming devil, but really you're a genius. No, you're just every bit the Gilbert people thought you were. If you really think that tampering, a level 2 charge, there's no such thing as tampering and blatant tampering. It's all the same. It needs to be fixed, but you can't because this is who you are. You disingenuous person.
Yeah.
Let me say that too. Person.
There's somebody in the chat. I want to nip this in the bud real quick. First of all, I like Dabo Swinney as a person. I heard him speak at the FCA event in Tupelo, Mississippi. He is a man of faith. I have no doubt that in his personal life, that is, but we agree on that. And I think he's a great man of faith. My goodness, what in the world does his personal life have to do with his business life of being a head football coach? Nobody's arguing that, so please take that out of the chat. And nobody's calling him out for any type of
– I don't know if this is serious or not. I just want to say it's hilarious if it isn't. God's name, image, and likeness got Clemson to the top of the mountain twice. That's hilarious. Yeah. And I think this is the same person who's been complaining a lot, but like also that's a good joke. It's a good joke.
Yeah, it is. But no, I mean, I love his stance, man. I always have. This has to do with him coming after Ole Miss in regards to recruiting. That's all this is. This has nothing to do with Dabo and his personal life. I've been very open about that. But what we have here is a situation where Dabo's just been outworked. He's not jumped in between the times, and now he's coming after Ole Miss because they're, I guess, his latest target. I don't know. At the end of the day, Ole Miss has done everything that it can to win football games, and that's all Ben and I have said from this point forward. We haven't said anything about Lane Kiffin should have the NCAA come after it. We haven't said any of that. Neither is Ole Miss from everything that I've heard. This is all about winning football games. It's now all of a sudden you got Dabo creaming, crying wolf.
Creaming?
Because he's gotten beat. He's got beat on a player.
I love that. Like, this is like Ben, YouTube has receipts regarding your hateful words toward Lane Kiffin. What did I say that was untrue? And he's still texting me to this day. I don't know if it's still him. Maybe Knox took his phone. But, like, here's from, yesterday. Here's that one. You know? Look at the prediction. Luke Ferrelli, Cal to Clemson to Ho, your famous word. First of all, it's not my famous word. It's Project Pat's famous word. Not even Ludacris. Ludacris put the whole song around it. But
last
in the intro.
We talked about that, the internet blew up.
I just want to say, I feel vindicated because I was listening to Don't Save Her by Project Pat while cleaning up the other day. And the intro, I knew I'd gotten it from Project Pat. The whole intro is like, man, I'm going to kill that dude and I'm going to marry her. Man, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. That's what Pat says in response. That's what I remember. But then Ludacris took it with his debut song, Use a Hoe, and turned it into a whole, you're doing hoe activities with hoe tendencies. Hoes are your friends. Hoes are your enemies. That's a long way of saying, it's not my word, Lane. No, it's not my famous word, Lane. And Luke Ferrelli's not a hoe. You know what he is? He's a gamer of a system that doesn't really exist. And he's an improvement over TJ Dottery. Welcome to the world that is college football 2026. Welcome to it. Dabo, how you feeling? How you feeling now that you realize what the world is just because it happened to you? And you only cared about tampering when it happened to you. You said it.
And I'll say this. What? This shouldn't be a 3-year or a 3-month investigation. This might take 3 days. They're either going to tell the truth or they're going to lie. It's one of the two. But you ain't got to go. All you got to do is get the phone.
Yeah, just like Ole Miss will get the phone from Lane Kiffin. Or like that's the beauty of taking it to the courts. You don't have subpoena power for the NCAA.
No,
courts do. You don't have discovery. You don't have any of that. And if you try to punish them beyond what's in the parameters of your rules, which is a level two violation, and try to selectively enforce, which has been your entire existence and reputation since your inception, Ole Miss will see you in court. But fix the system.
You know the funny part about all of this, and to all the thousands of people watching this, the funny part about all this, all we've heard is the world of college football coming after Ole Miss. All we've heard is Dabo, whatever all that nonsense was. You know, the only communication we've had from the University of Mississippi or any of its administrators or its coaches, you know, the only communication we've had, a shark was posted by Pete Golding because they just got a linebacker from Miami. That's what Pete Golding does. He outworks you, and we'll see if he can outcoach you on the field. But he did a pretty good job in the playoff going 2-1. He outcoached a lot of people along the way. And, you know, it's funny that everybody's talking about all this stuff that Dabo's doing, all this stuff that the world of college football and all the media. The only communication we've had is Pete Golding tweeted a shark, which means they got a commitment.
From offensive tackle, Miami offensive tackle, they needed a tackle. That's what we've been talking about. I said, y'all asked me yesterday, the day before in the chat, who's the next portal commitment? I said I would put my money on an offensive lineman. I was speaking. There could have been a couple of options. One of them was Tommy Kinsler. But, Ben doesn't have a clue, though, according to Nick. And somebody asked about my batting average the other day. I don't know. I thought, like, a 400 batting average got you into the Hall of Fame in baseball. More than that, no one's hit 400 in a year, and I'm hitting way better than that. But yeah, Tommy Kinsler, Ole Miss, has landed a commitment from him. I know Auburn wanted him too, and that's a big addition. I think that they'll continue to try to add specifically to the offensive line at the Ole Miss Spirit. This QR code right here, scan and sign up today for $1. That's where I'll be in the next 5 minutes for the rest of Ice Apocalypse, unless Brad and I, Sudu and I, Zach and I jump on for another pod here at the Ole Miss Spirit. Come join us. The Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com for Live on Three. I have out a way too early projected 2026 projected depth chart. I don't like doing depth charts, but On3 asked me to do one. I kind of built it around what Mike Clement said to Brad and I about Austin Simmons and how well he handled his exit out of Ole Miss. Didn't surprise him at all. I thought that was a really cool quote. So I built it around that and led it into a full breakdown of the starting lineup as I could potentially see it. And now at it, like, the offensive line is where I had the most trouble, because trying to figure out who those starting tackles might be. Terrez Davis at left tackle, Enoch Wangoy, who is a transfer from Florida. He's more of a developmental piece, but, like, he has to be in the rotation right now because there just aren't a ton of candidates. That's why, like, losing Ethan Fields, not a huge name to Ole Miss fans, but he played as a reserve offensive lineman to Alabama. Turns out, in hindsight, it'd have been nice to keep him, right? They needed more tackles. Kinsler is a great addition to what they need, but they're going to continue to add there too. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit. That's what we'll be talking about over and over again, because, like Brad said, rather than get behind a microphone, Pete Golding just sent out a shark. Rather than get behind a microphone, Prince Will and Devin Harper,
he put his boots on. He went back to work, Ben. He didn't make excuses. He didn't say he was turning Lane into the NCAA. He went to work. You know, I mean, just go to work. Quit complaining. I can't stand it when people complain about, well, you know, woe is me. I can't get this done in life. I tell you what, I'm just going to blame somebody. I'm not going to go back to work and earn it. I'm going to blame somebody. See somebody give me something. Just go to work, man. That's all I'm saying. By the way, big, big week coming up. Monday, we're going to have a live show in the elements. We're going to be outside.
Are we?
In the elements. I told you we're going to do this.
Oh, God.
And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to be outside. We're going to be in the elements. A live show on Monday. We'll give you the time soon. But hopefully we'll be having our family with us and all that. Anyway, we're going to talk about everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics. We're going to be in the elements. Ben doesn't know this yet. We're going to do that. We've got another big week, too.
You will definitely be in the elements.
You'll be in the studio, won't you?
You told me to be – now that I remember the conversation, you said, no, I want you to be home base. So, like, you kind of signed up for that yourself, brother.
All right. So I'm going to be outside. I'm going to be in the elements and showing you about what's going on in North Mississippi. By the way, big show this week. I'm so excited. We'll have Charlie McAlexander, former voice of the Ole Miss Rebels from the 1970s. We'll go back and talk about that 77 Notre Dame game. We're going to have a lot of fun talking to Charlie. And then Charles Stackhouse. We all remember Charles. Great running back for Ole Miss. So we'll have him. All of that's coming to you next week on the Talk of Champions. So excited that the Logan Media Network is now part of the Talk of Champions, and we're really excited about that. A lot of stuff to come. Sudu Upadeya, really love Sudu. We're going to be coming to you live a lot, and we're so grateful for everything that's to come.
I appreciate all of you, even like especially the fans from other schools that got into the chat that like we want to hear your perspective. Like I enjoy hearing your perspective. I enjoy getting your like your question because I want to answer it and address that specifically to you. You know, because Ole Miss fans hear me say I feel like the same things over and over again. Sometimes it doesn't take, but
I've had so many LSU fans, Ben, that come in and said, "Man, I love y'all's show. Y'all are really fair." And we've got a lot of LSU people watching now. They may not admit it, but I think a lot of them really enjoy what we do.
Well, and I enjoy having them here. I enjoy doing this podcast. I'm thankful that Brad reached out to me this morning. I was just going to be lazy as possible. And Brad said, "Hey, I think we need to go live." And here we are.
A lot of people are snowed in. So this is a good time to kind of talk about
I'm staring at the overall number of live listeners right now. It's 45.94. It keeps climbing. Yeah. You know, YouTube, I don't know what it is, but in full numbers here in StreamYard, now I see 4604. Thank y'all, man. This has been great. No, Ben, go to the gym. Hey, ice is on the road. I can't. But Ben, do home workouts. Do some, you know, just body workout. Like what are those called? You know,
P90X.
Yeah, I did the P90. I did all of that stuff, but like I do it for like really well for 4 days, and then I go.
Jeremy, I'm gonna be in full regalia. Outside live in our next show.
I think that's great. I'm very glad that you are willing to do. That's why everyone loves you, because you're willing to go that extra mile. I'm going to sit right here in the Riverland Roofing Studios and just chill. My thanks to Riverland Roofing. My thanks to B&A Bank. Tannehill Carmen PLLC has served Oxford for 20 years. Contact them today for your legal needs. 662-200-8734. True Moke of USA Benefits Group. If you're looking for health insurance, 601-953-8449. Online at quoteswithdrew.com. College Corner for your Ole Miss merch. Call them today at 662-550-4330. Online at collegecornerstore.com. We've already talked plenty about Built Different Fitness. Man, when the ice is off the ground, I'll be going. And dang it, new me in 2026.
Yep. And I'm going to do a live show from there. We got a lot coming from Built
Different Fitness. I've got the fix for 2026.
Yeah. We've got a lot coming from Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. We've got a lot coming. I want to thank my sponsor, T. White's, and Tyler White at twhites.com. Your custom spot for all the T-shirts, any type of need that you need from a custom standpoint, just go to twhites.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Talk of Champions and the Logan Media Network. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you all for following along and watching us, man. And let's see what Dabo's got to say to take us out.
Complicated. This is very simple. And let me make this clear, too. I'm not out to get anybody fired.
Holy shit.
That's not my objective in this. I'm not out to get anybody fired, but there has to be accountability and consequences for this type of behavior and total disregard for the rules.
And there also has to be consequences for you having taken Clemson from on the same level as Alabama to now losing the Pinstripes Bowl. I think I really just figured out what the true root cause of the issue is. Bye, Brad.
Bye-bye. See everybody.
Friggin'